89.9. Mexico City. Se conecta con tus sentidos. Esto es un control remoto. EDC México 2023.
En Beat 100.9 Charles Music, a través de la frecuencia del 100.9, con el mismísimo Nicky Romero, para quien pide un aplauso, por favor. Gracias. Nicky.
Gracias.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Right now, many people are listening this interview through the radio.
Oh, this is live?
Yeah, this is
live. Oh my God, this is live.
Yeah, le estaba comentando que esta entrevista va en vivo. First of all, congratulations, because your label, 10 years of successful label.
Yeah, with Protocol, we exist for 10 years, actually a little bit more than 10 years now, but it's a long time, and I'm super proud of how far we've gotten and how many people supported us. It's truly unbelievable. It once started as a fundament for myself and my own releases and the people that I believed in, and to see where it grew now, it's unbelievable, and I'm super proud of the entire team and all the fans who made it happen.
Okay, le decía, yo le preguntaba acerca de los 10 años de Protocol Recordings, que sucede discográfico, y me dice que sí, que tal vez tenga un poco más de 10 años y que esto comenzó justo pues para impulsar su música y la música de la gente en la que él creía. Y bueno, es increíble ver cómo ha crecido el sello discográfico en todos estos años. Are you going to make something special, a celebration, I don't know, a party, an event for these 10 years?
I mean, we made a special box, like a vinyl box for all
the
artists.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, for all the artists.
Vinyls and...
Yeah, and we put a story with a book where we wrote about how all those records came about, like how they started. And that was something special we have done for the 10 years. We've done the 10 years protocol with Amsterdam Dance Event, with ADE. That was really successful. And... yeah, we're going on for the 15 years, which is going to be in another 5 years. But yeah, we're proud, and like I said, it's truly special to have something that exists for such a long time.
Okay, le preguntaba si va a haber una celebración. Me dice, bueno, sacamos una caja de edición especial, que por cierto es muy bonita, con muchos viniles de las grandes canciones en estos 10 años de Protocol. Y además ya tuvieron una celebración en ADE el año pasado, justamente, que fue muy exitosa. Y dice que ahora van por 15 años, que son 5 años más, pero que bueno, lo ven posible. Let's talk about the present, because you have a new single, Turn Off the Lights.
It's a new track. It's called Turn Off the Lights, and this is the current release, the one that I just put out. It's a part of a story that I'm trying to tell for a little bit longer now. The people who paid attention, I put out a song called Tektronik and Myriad, and then this one, and they all are part of like a sound that I'm trying to develop that's in between like tech house and in between EDM. It's like cool club music, without, you know, without losing the identity that I've built over the last 10 years. Okay. So my goal is just to put out songs like Turn Off the Light that tell a true club story, and make the combination with melodic house and melodic progressive house to give the people an idea of what I'm going to do this year.
Because in the pandemic, you made a lot of house music, like clubbing music with much group, you know.
I mean, the people sometimes when they hear and they say, oh, certainly Nicky Romero is making tech house or, you know, more club music. But if you really look back to what I've done in 2009, 2010, 11, you know, I made records like Play and Stop, like The Same Man, like The Flash for Green Velvet remix. Carl Cox played some of my songs.
Okay.
So people think that I am progressive house, and of course I spent a lot of time on making progressive house, but I've done things before, and I just like to change things up. But I will still make progressive house, but I just like to have the balance with club music and sometimes melodic music.
Okay, Bueno, le preguntaba yo de Turn Off the Lights y me decía que sí, es un nuevo sencillo. Y estábamos platicando porque dice que el sencillo es básicamente como mezclar un poco del tech house, del house music, de la música club, con el progressive house que él hace para festivales y demás. Y le decía yo que sí, que efectivamente, de hecho en la pandemia hizo mucha música house con mucho groove. Y me decía, sí, es que antes del progressive yo ya hacía otro tipo de música. De hecho, Carl Cox tocaba mis canciones. Y bueno, es esta mezcla justamente. Today you're gonna have a sunset set. Can you describe for the people exactly what it's a sunset set?
I think a sunset set is like when the sun is going down.
Yeah, no. I know. But talking
I'm joking,
about group music, yeah.
I'm joking with you.
Yeah.
I think for a sunset set, it's important to start with a little bit more like down tempo. I'm not saying really like down tempo, but like a little bit like easier than what I normally play. So I try to bring in the beginning a little bit more techie songs. I try to build that up to some progressive house.
Okay.
And to bring that up a little bit more, even to like some older songs that people know, maybe even Toulouse, because in Mexico, I will never forget when I played Toulouse for the first time, I saw thousands of people with like masks, and so that song was something special for me in Mexico, so I will definitely play this one, a new version tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Bueno, le preguntaba yo del sunset set, me dice, sí, hay que empezarlo con un poco de groove bajo y luego irlo subiendo, ¿no? Y me platicaba que Toulouse va a ser una cosa obligada aquí en EDC México, porque es una canción muy especial. Él recuerda mucho la primera vez que la tocó aquí en México, gente con máscaras y demás, y de hecho va a tocar una versión especial hoy de Toulouse, una de sus grandes canciones. Are we gonna hear some IDs tonight?
Oh, you're gonna hear many IDs.
Really?
Many IDs. There is one that I not even finished. I made a song that I'm gonna play for the first time here today. It's not even, it doesn't even have the master chain on it.
Really?
So I just had to, on the plane, I made a special chain with a multiband compression and a limiter to make it sound good enough for on stage.
Okay.
So that one I'm gonna, it only has one drop and one break because it's not finished.
Okay.
It's gonna be in my set. I made a remix with Bibi Rexha. That's gonna be for the first time also on the stage. A remix for Afrojack, of course, that I put out a while ago. And a new song with Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike that's called, I cannot say what it's called, sorry.
okay. Bueno, vamos a escuchar una nueva canción de él con Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike, que a punto estuvimos de tener el nombre, un remix que hizo a Bibi Rexha, por ejemplo, y algunas otras cosas más, un remix para Afrojack también, y algunas otras cosas más respecto a IDs hoy en su set. Nikki, thank you so much for this interview.
Of course, thank you.
It's a pleasure having you here in Mexico City.
Yes, thank
Mexico
you.
Mexico loves you.
I have a question for you, because you speak very good Spanish. When, because I'm Dutch from Amsterdam, like when do you say muchas gracias and when do you say muchos gracias? What's the difference?
Can
you explain me?
There is no difference. You can say muchas gracias or muchos gracias.
It's the same. I learned something today. I'm very proud of this. I will always remember. Thank you.
Gracias. Nicky Romero en Bit 100.9. A pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Y bueno, con esta entrevista estamos obviamente aquí en EDC 2023, entrevista en vivo para todos ustedes. Así es que, thank you very much, guys. See you. Me estoy despidiendo porque es Nicky, es muy cercano a Bit, tiene su programa con nosotros, Protocol Radio. Y bueno, así agradecer también a nuestros amigos. Recuerden, vayan al Hospitality de 2X, saquen su 2X ID, vayan, ingresen, descárguenlo y vivan experiencias únicas con nuestros amigos de 2X. Recuerden compartir todas las fotos, todos los videos que han sacado aquí en el festival con el hashtag Confía en tu Mix. Y así, ya llegó el flaco. Mi flaco, ¿cómo te sentiste con la entrevista?
Bien, me tenía que sacar la espina. No quería yo, pero sí. Es que la última vez que yo lo entrevisté en Ultra y fue en un hotel. Yo creo que ya estaba, no quiero decir de malas, pero cansado, sí.
Entonces, ¿y ahorita fluyó muy bien?
Sí, la verdad dije, le dije, bueno, hasta tú, pero ya cuando lo vi entrar dije, y ahí hice una palabra, te decía, total, ¿qué puede pasar? Y pues ya.
Perfecto, pues recuerden, busquen los tótems, todos sus drop points, vayan al merch de 2X y vayan por su merch exclusiva de EDC. Y así, vamos a lo que sigue. Recuerda, confía en tu mix. Estamos desde EDC 2023.